Well, the men and women who drive 18-wheeler trucks that crisscross our country are indispensable to the economy, but they spend long hours alone and they're constantly away from home. It can put a strain on the spirit. But in Southern California, there's a place that tries to help truckers by renewing their faith. Saul Gonzalez of KCRW reports from Los Angeles.
50 miles east of Los Angeles, just off Interstate 10, is one of the busiest long-haul truck stops in America. Here, tired drivers can park their big rigs for the night, grab a bite to eat, take a shower, and relax in front of a big-screen TV. And if the trucker's spirits feel a little road-weary, well, there's something for that here, too.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
In a converted trailer, the truck stop has its own chapel, one that's devoted to ministering to America's long-haul truckers.
You know, where else are these guys? They can't just pull up to a church. There's just no way. So we bring church to them.
Michael DeBay is the pastor at the Transport for Christ Chapel. It's part of a national nonprofit that operates nearly 40 truck stop chapels across the country.
We deal with people. I don't deal with trucks. I don't deal with tires. I don't deal with engines. I deal with the people inside that truck. I deal with the person that drives that truck.
And truckers, says Chaplain DeBay, face distinctive problems. Problems that might be difficult for them to explain to those who don't know about life on the road.
You know, you got to remember, they're spending most of their day by themselves with their own thoughts in their truck. They see more in a month than you and me will ever see in a year.
I imagine it could be lonely life.
Very lonely.
Driver Frank Palifax attends services in the truck stop chapel when he's driving through Southern California. He says his life as a trucker used to make him angry and depressed, especially during weeks-long absences from his wife in Phoenix. But Palifax says his religious faith has helped him cope.
I don't get upset anymore as much as I used to. I would get upset at truck stops, or I would get upset at deliveries or pickups, and I just says it's God's will, and I'm not going to get upset and get a heart attack, get a stroke. And so now I'm just calm and let it up to him.
During twice daily services in which about 40 people can fit in the trailer, Pastor DeBay preaches a conservative evangelical message. His God is stern but forgiving and constantly watches over drivers.
And we thank you, Jesus, for following the Father's orders and going all the way to the end. Even though you knew what was going to happen, you knew how you would suffer.
Pastor DeBay has been working at this truck stop for over 10 years. But because drivers are always on the move, he's never had a regular congregation. So before services, DeBay and his assistant Craig LeBlanc drive around the massive parking lot of the truck stop, coaxing drivers to attend sermons.
Brother, today's Resurrection Sunday. We want you to come to service. Okay, are you a Christian?
It's during these conversations and after services that DeBay says he often hears about problems in the trucking industry, including the pressures on drivers to meet tight schedules and log lots of miles. Many, he says, turn to substance abuse to cope.
Big time.
Drugs, alcohol,
pills to keep them going. Some of these drivers will come in and go, man, I haven't slept in 2 days. That's against the law. They have to every 10 hours take a break.
But they drive anyway.
And they drive anyway.
Because they got to make a schedule.
If those wheels ain't rolling, they're not making any money.
After church services, driver Yancey Shipman walks out of the trailer. He's been on the road for 30 years and says the work can test body and soul.
It is a way of life. It rules your being.
It used to be a joke, you know. You knew one thing certain about driving a truck. If you make plans, you ain't going to be there.
But whatever the trucker's problems on the open road, Pastor DeBay says he'll be ready to listen and fill them with spiritual fuel for their journey. For Here and Now, I'm Saul Gonzalez.